Israel is not the cause of Iraq. Pollard should be given leniency. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. When the Baker Commission filed its report saying peace in Israel is related to Iraq, you may, I was the first and only person in the Congress to point out, if tomorrow peace broke out in between Israelis and Palestinians, does anybody think there wouldn't be a full-blown war in Iraq? And conversely, if Iraq were transported to Mars, does anyone think there would not be the terrorism visited upon the Israelis every day? And so let's get it straight. Israel is not the cause of Iraq. Iraq, being settled or not settled, has nothing to do with Israel's conduct. The second part is, people should understand by now, this should be crystal clear, that Israel is the single greatest strength America has in the Middle East. I always say to my friends when they say those things to you, I say, imagine our circumstance in the world were there no Israel. How many battleships would there be? How many troops would be stationed? Now, there's a rationale, in my view, why Pollard should be given leniency. There's a rationale for that. But there is not a rationale to say, no, what happened did not happen and should be pardoned. And my worry is that if we were to move, if I were president, to go and pardon Pollard, you didn't ask me that question, right, but to pardon Pollard would make a lie out of the notion that there are certain rules, period. You cannot give classified information, mm-hmm, period, even to a friend. If this were Great Britain, it would be the same thing. There is this inextricable tie between culture, religion, mm-hmm, ethnicity, that most people don't fully understand, that is unique and, how can I say it? So strong with Jews worldwide. I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.